It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fenney. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fenney.
Yeah, we've decided to change the name of the show to The Daily Scrabble Live, where we play board games on the air all morning long.
Really?
That's all we're going to do, yep.
That sounds great.
Scrabble, Daily Scrabble Live. That's it.
What's your favorite two-letter Scrabble word?
At.
Mine's quee.
Quee? You can't say that on the radio. It's Daily Scramble Live.
I just kind of slobbered on input D.
Oh, dear. Better let the volunteers know.
My bad.
How's it going there, Ty? You doing all right?
I'm eating kale chips.
Yeah.
This is my new thing. Trying to be healthy. I'm eating less sugar. I'm eating healthier things.
The granola's gone out the window.
Spent $6.99 on a tiny bag of kale chips at Gelson's.
Wow.
This is why I'm so excited for another Gelson's to come to town.
So you can buy another bag of kale chips.
I spent $110 on what I would consider snacks at Gelson's in Dana Point.
Well, you know, if it stops you eating the sausages, I suppose it's a good thing.
Yeah, and the frosted handfuls of frosted mini wheats for breakfast or whatever.
Kale chips, though, that's punishment, isn't it? Isn't it punishment?
Although these ones are tricky because they're zesty nacho kale chips. So I think they fixed the whole problem.
Good name for a band, Zesty Nacho Kale Chips.
Kale's made better with the addition of cheese and spices.
Out of Portland, Oregon. Zesty Nacho Kale Chips.
So you're doing something pretty cool this Monday, Jason.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not just me now. It's become a bunch of different people.
Yeah, you got this together in a record amount of time.
Well, about an hour and a half yesterday. It was really quick.
Yeah.
People are up for it. It's David Bowie tribute night. We just thought it'd be fun to get musicians from around town to come in and play a song each. Or more. Let's see how it goes. I'm making a list, and I'm checking it twice. And it's going to be at the Marine Room Tavern on Monday, this coming Monday, which will be the 18th of January, and 7 o'clock. Anesha Rose was booked to play there, is still booked to play there. The fabulous Anesha Rose with the big lungs and everything.
Oh, big lungs.
Brilliant, she is. And she is playing there on Monday night, but she's graciously given up a couple of hours of her playing time so that we can all hang out together.
That's lovely.
Isn't that nice of her? Yeah. Isn't that nice? That'd be nice of you, wouldn't it, to give up a couple of hours of your day for which you're still getting paid. No, she's happy to do it, of course. And I've just made some phone calls around town. I've probably missed people off the list. I'm going to try and make up for that today. But we've already got Zach Churchill and Lauren Black, who were on the show yesterday. I won't tell you what songs they're lined up to do. I'll make that a surprise. Kenny Garcia is going to be there. Of course, I'm going to be there. Greta Valenti from Well Hung Heart.
Oh, she's going to be there.
And Robin, they're going to come.
Great.
Yeah. Casey Simpson's going to be there. Kerry Getz, who's brilliant. Azalea Snails from Lovey Dove from LA. They are on the cusp. Maybe they can get down. They live in Burbank, so it's quite a way to come. Brian Xavier Martin will be there. Aria Gittleson from Music in Common, one of the girls from Music in Common.
Dude, this is a lot of people.
Curtis Gentile. Hopefully Jake London, if I can get in touch with him. James Garrison's going to play. Tommy Benson, our very own. Tommy Benson will sit in and play guitar on something. Joey Sykes from The Babies. He's coming. So, thus far, it's really shaping up to be a fun night.
So everybody's going to play, hopefully, a different David Bowie song.
Oh, well, they are. It's going to be a different song. Everybody's got their choices. I asked for three or four choices, and I put together a list so that there's no repeats. And then, after a couple of hours of this, I reckon there'll be some repeats and some jamming. People sit in with each other that don't ever get to sit in with each other.
Yeah.
Because we never see each other. Musicians never see each other because they're always working. But, you know, pull them out on a Monday night. If you can get them out on a Monday night, because most people would like a night off, at least one a week. But these people are coming out. They're going to play. We're going to hang out. It's really good fun because you get up, you do one song, you get off the stage, and you hang out with your friends.
Well, that in addition to celebrating the life of David Bowie and having fun in Laguna on a Monday night, I hope it also brings your musician community together in a way that reminds you that you should do this kind of thing more often.
Well, absolutely. And I was thinking last night, you know, this is all, I know all of these guys. Well, 90% of these people I've met through the radio station. So we've all come together through KX93.5. So it's a big deal to have the station in town, for it to be that hub that we always wanted it to be for creative people around town. And yeah, maybe we should do this more often. It's quite an effort to put it together, but once you've done it and people agree that they're going to be there once a month or whatever, I mean, it's not really that much work for me.
It's like an open mic night with a purpose, with direction, with an assignment.
Right. Well, it's not open. That's what I was saying to people on the phone to try and enroll them to do this.
Yeah.
It's actually an invited mic night.
Right.
You know, so, but by the very end of the night, I'm hoping that maybe some people will just get up and play who don't normally do gigs. I would offer that. I would say, okay, we have 2 hours of pros. Let's have an hour of amateurs.
I think it's great. Yeah. I hope it does create something new, but this is the right time to start it, celebrating David Bowie and playing, you know, just a snippet of his massive catalog.
And, you know, all the hits have all been taken up, but we've also got some pretty obscure tracks. Cracked Actor is a song that I don't even know. Moon Age Daydream that everybody loves. It's not really a big hit. What else is it in here? Bring Me the Disco King. That's a great song, but nobody would have thought how they're going to do that on an acoustic guitar.
I think it's great.
I'm very excited. Yeah.
So Marine Room Monday night?
Marine Room Monday night, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Shall we play some Bowie?
Let's.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, we'll start locally here in Laguna Beach, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom on a Friday morning. With yesterday's announcement of Oscar nominees, excitement builds for those in the Best Actor and Best Picture category. But one of the lesser-known categories is no less important. Film's visual impact lies in the hands of the art director, a 2,300-member union that represents these behind-the-scenes artists. Itself has a new leader. Laguna Beach local Nelson Coates was recently elected president of the Art Directors Guild. When not on sets, Coates lends his artistic talents to homegrown projects, such as a judge for the annual Festival of the Arts fashion show and the Laguna College of Art and Design Collector's Choice Auction. Coates' film credits include Flight, Runaway Jury, The Proposal, Hot Pursuit, and The Secret in Their Eyes. He received an Emmy nomination for his work on Stephen King's The Stand.
Well, you don't know who you don't know in town.
That's indeed true.
There's some people who do nice jobs.
Indeed.
Around.
Some breaking news this morning that you want to get to?
Oh, yes. There is breaking news. Actually, two U.S. Marine helicopters have collided near the Hawaiian island of Oahu, each with six people on board. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Sarah Moores said debris was seen in the ocean. It's unclear right now how it's happened. The aircraft were from the 1st Marine Aircraft Wing from Marine Corps Base in Hawaii. We will continue to bring you that story as we get more information.
Great. Further along this morning in international news, health officials in Sierra Leone have confirmed a death from Ebola hours after the World Health Organization declared the West Africa outbreak to be over. The country was declared free of the virus on the 7th of November, and the region as a whole was cleared when Liberia was pronounced Ebola-free on Thursday. But two tests conducted on a person who died in northern Sierra Leone proved positive for the virus. According to an Ebola test center spokesman, the death occurred earlier this week.
Ebola!
I knew you were going to do that.
I know, I'm sorry, I can't help it. Oops, that's one of those stories that's like, isn't there a prize you can win for tripping over yourself? It's not the Einstein Award. It's the Darwin Award. Do you know about that, the Darwin Awards?
I'm familiar with the
concept.
That's
a kind of Darwin Award, isn't it? The health organization say, everyone's Ebola-free. It's completely okay. Wop, wop, wop.
Hours later. All right, how about some Donald Trump news? Because, my God, we can't resist.
Trumpy Trump.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has attacked Ted Cruz over his birth in Canada, saying it raised questions about his presidential eligibility. In the latest Republican debate for the White House hopefuls, Mr. Trump told his rival, there's a big question mark over your head. The Constitution mandates a president be a natural-born citizen of the U.S. Issues of national security, the economy, and foreign policy have also played heavily in this debate. In the polls, the pair are leading the five other candidates who are also on the stage in North Charleston.
So we found they actually got the answer to the question. What has President Obama got in common with Ted Cruz? I mean, there was really, before today, there was no answer to that question. Not anything.
Now they are. Now we know they're both foreigners.
They're both in the same club. They've been accused of being foreigners by Donald Trump. Nice.
Other debate highlights: Mr. Cruz defended a controversy over his campaign finances in 2012, alleging bias in the media, and he said Trump embodied New York values, saying not a lot of conservatives come out of Manhattan. I'm just saying.
That's very presidential, isn't it? I'm just saying.
They don't even talk about anything anymore.
Clowns.
Trump defended his call for a halt on Syrian refugees, saying they were a Trojan horse bringing in people who would harm the U.S. But he came under fire from Jeb Bush for proposing a ban on Muslims coming to the U.S. Yeah. Florida Senator Marco Rubio said Obama would confiscate every gun in the U.S. if he could. And the candidates bickered over how to respond on China's impact on U.S. economy. And tell me you heard this, Jason Fetty. Hang on, let me plug this in.
So it was the Republican debate last night. I actually didn't watch it. I was too busy writing the police blotter, much more important for humanity, in my opinion.
Tell me you heard this.
Go on.
Donald Trump's new theme song, the Donald Trump Jam.
What?
That was played at a Donald Trump rally just yesterday.
Okay.
Cowardice. Are you serious? Apologies for freedom. I can't handle this. When freedom brings, answer the call. On your feet, stand up tall. Freedom's on our shoulders.
In the video of this, there are children dancing. It's like those kids that are forced to do stuff in North Korea.
It's very North Korean.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump knows how to make America great. Deal from strength or get crushed every time.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, my police plot is way well
this
better.
This is real.
I know.
Look at the audience.
Yeah, they're clapping, they're nodding.
This particular video is from Rolling Stone's post about it, and they say... the crowd was suitably enthralled and jazzed in the performance. In fact, approximately 52 seconds in, a woman in the second row was thrown into such a patriotic fit that she, bless her heart, started clapping on beats 1 and 3.
Wow. 1 and 3. It's reggae style.
This is unbelievable. I can't believe it's real. But it's Donald Trump's new theme song. These are the Freedom Girls in Pensacola, Florida.
Yep, but it goes, USA, USA. You've got the right to blow all your friends away.
Maybe they should have hired you.
Oh, dear.
Can you believe that? Shocks me.
I know.
All right. Finally this morning, a 10-year, $4 billion proposal to bring self-driving cars to roads across the U.S. has been announced by the Department of Transportation. The plan's stated aim is to implement consistent laws across all states and eventually to eliminate human error. It's a possibility worth pursuing, according to the Department of Transportation head Anthony Fox. The plans are backed by car makers and technology companies, including Google, Tesla, Ford, General Motors, and Volvo. The move by the Obama administration comes after several firms complained that differing rules across the U.S. were creating unnecessary headaches for these developing autonomous technology.
Would you get in one of those cars right now?
I am so excited about it. It is going to be the biggest milestone, the biggest technological advancement, I think, in my time, that we'll look back and say, you know what, kids?
Remember?
We had to drive a car.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's going to happen.
I'd hop in one this morning. I don't care about the testing. I don't care about any of
it. Well, they work. Teslas work on freeways now.
Do they?
You can self-drive in a Tesla on a freeway.
Wow.
Once you get off, though, that's where all the manual issues come into play.
Yeah, and that's where you want it, really, isn't it, on the surface roads. But still... pretty nice to be able to just sit in the car and read a book. Oh,
I'm going to be in a self-driving car in the back seat on Mars with my kids
within a year.
Saying
Tyler Russell,
you
is
know,
saying,
we lived on that planet over there in cars,
yeah, which we drove ourselves. We had to fuel them and put a thing in. It was very strange and crude.
It's going to happen. It really is going to happen.
I hope it happens in my lifetime. I hope that's what I want. For myself,
I can't wait.
Zion,
go to San Francisco overnight in the back seat.
Yeah, nice. I'm chuff. You wouldn't even need a back seat. You put a bed in there.
Well, the videos I've seen, like the concept videos, you're sitting in the front seat, and then if you want to go into auto mode, the seat actually rotates around, so it turns into like a back bed.
Yeah, first class,
unbelievable,
really great, and a TV screen in there. and a coffee. Oh, I'm totally like that would be, it'd be good for the world if I didn't have to drive, because I am officially one of the worst drivers in California. I got a letter from the DMV. Did I tell you about that? Yeah, I got a letter from the DMV because I'd had so many parking, speeding. It wasn't this last year, but a few years ago, got a letter from the DMV. You are officially one of the worst drivers in California.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they go out of their way to tell you that?
Oh, I just to tell you to behave yourself and be good.
I don't think insulting you is the right way to do it.
Well, they do. Statistically, it's probably true.
It's just statistics. So many, I see.
I've been to so many of those.
It wasn't like their opinion. They didn't see you driving.
No. Your parking is appalling. Learn to parallel park, Freddy.
Sincerely, the DMV.
No, it wasn't that. It was literally because I had so many tickets that year.
Well, that's really disappointing.
I know.
All right, that's your news today. Thanks to the Indie and to Jason Fetty for preparing the news. He's going to sing the Police Blotter this hour. It's going to be great, I'm sure.
Yep.
Here's Little May on KX93.5.
Jet set. Daily Scramble Live.
That is our good friend, Matt Costa, with Cold December on KX93.5. Matt is now a Laguna local again, and he's got a show on our radio station called Colored Glass Radio, which is so eclectic and so cool, and he's literally the coolest person in the world. It airs Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. and also Thursday nights at 5 p.m. That's new, just started last night, so a primetime slot for Matt Costa's new radio show. He's great. I don't know if you've heard the show.
Cool. I have heard his show, and I'll tell you what, it's really one of those shows that's worth podcasting, you know, when you go on a journey, play it in the car.
Definitely.
It's really great.
Speaking of which, many of our shows are slowly popping up on iTunes these days, so you can go to the iTunes store, search for the show that you listen to the most or one you want to get interested in, and you can subscribe to it, and it will automatically get populated on your phone or iPad or whatever, and you can listen to it on the go. Daily Scramble Live, in fact, you can do that with. You can search in the iTunes store, or you can go to our website and click the link on the schedule page to follow along.
Just go to iTunes and type in Full English Breakfast, and you'll be happy.
Yeah. Or Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah.
And finally, on our website, you can also learn more about our new membership program, which is now monthly. Formerly, we asked you for a fairly large annual commitment. Now we only ask you for a minimum $5.39 a month contribution at the charger level, which we've been saying is half of Netflix.
Yep.
One third of ad-free Hulu.
Yep.
And you get a ton of local benefits. You get a member card that gets you discounts at local restaurants and stores. You get a KXCD. You get a sticker. And then the more you go up in level, you add things like a hat or a t-shirt or tickets to our events, those sorts of things. So you can learn all about that and sign up. Please sign up to support our station. It couldn't be easier. I think it's easier than ever. KX93.5.com.
Yeah.
Yes?
Important. Very important. It's the price of a burger and fries a month.
Less than that. Way less than that.
It depends where you go.
Yeah. A price of burger and fries in Corona.
Right. Well, or at McDonald's, whatever. I don't know. What does it cost? I have no idea. Anyway, it's very cheap, very cheerful, and it really helps us because that money that trickles in monthly is important to us. It keeps the lights on.
So Jason's going to sing the Police Blotter, which is my absolute favorite thing that we do. And I think it's yours as well, listener at home.
Would you like to give us a
quick 10-second tease?
Only to say that it took me 3.5 hours to write, so you better listen.
Coming up next, Daily Scramble Live.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the Police Blotter now.
Yes. We have a Police Blotter in Laguna Beach, and comes out, you know, weekly, and we find out what the police have been up to, don't we?
Which is usually naive, innocent, and reassuring in nature.
It is, because we live in a nice little town with very little serious crime. It's usually 50% the perpetrator's fault. They left the car door open with their $10,000 camera in there.
Indeed.
You know, so.
But anyway, that's why it inspires good songs.
It does. It inspires a song. Now, this is a long story, so bear with me, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Okay. While on a routine, I'm going to start right now, okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. while on a routine patrol in the 400 block of Hill Street, just past noon on Saturday, a Laguna Beach Police Department sergeant was flagged down by a couple who were concerned about a man in a vehicle with the windows rolled up. They told him they'd heard moaning coming from the area of the parked car. The night before. Why didn't they call the night before? Anyway, they were on their way to breakfast Saturday morning when they observed the man in the car and believed he might be deceased. That didn't dissuade them from their breakfast plans, however, because they were busy, they were on their way for breakfast, and there's a line out the back of Madison, you know, in the morning. So after returning from breakfast, they flagged down the officer and asked him, can you do us a favour, check on this guy while we go inside and wash up, go to the bathroom.
Check on this dead guy.
Yeah. Captain Jason Kravitz said in an email, the sergeant contacted him and saw that he was soaking wet from sweat and also pale white. He said he had passed out in the vehicle the previous evening and was severely dehydrated. So not dead, this guy, but dehydrated. When asked to stand up, he was not able to because he had a bag of ice on his groin and he was suffering from a metal ring stuck on his penis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I know. He added that he had taken a Superman form of Viagra, whatever that is, and placed the 2-inch diameter metal ring on his penis 3 days ago. After engaging in the he was unable to remove the ring, police said. After 3 days of trying to remove the ring, he went to a friend's home in Laguna Beach for help. Kravitz explained, the man was in extreme pain, asked for medical assistance from the police department. After the medics explained to him that the tourniquet-like ring would permanently injure his penis.
Oh, God,
if not
drained.
I know.
Do this story.
It's very painful to read. He insisted on trying to remove it himself. He was provided privacy and used given some lube, lubricating jelly, to successfully remove the ring. Last line. He was then able to drive himself to the hospital.
So he was in the car all night trying to do this.
In agony.
From the night before when the couple saw him to the morning later, and he hadn't called the cops or anything,
No. But
they went over to check on him.
Exactly.
And he was still trying to do it.
In agony.
So did he go to the hospital? He drove himself there after
They
after
said he
the...
was able to. I don't know what he did, but it says the...
You wrote a song about this?
I couldn't resist. It's got to be a blues song, obviously. Kind of a blues. I've been living. I've gone from angry to forgiving. I've been 2 times around the world, from the sublime to the absurd. Up in the air and on the land, there's some stuff I still can't understand. He's got a ring stuck through his thing, makes his eyes water like a thermal spring. Can you imagine how it must sting when you got a ring stuck through your thing? He has got a ring stuck to his thing. He's got a ring stuck to his thing. Why did he do that? I'm wondering. Please tell me this ain't happening. He's got a ring stuck to his thing. Even though it's not my thing, my eyes are red and watering. Thing, 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 thing. Ring, 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 thing. Stuck through his thing. Thank you very much.
The fact that at the end it just descends into the two words that are the catchy parts of the song. Oh, my God.
That was fun to write. Took a long time.
That story, it hurt me.
I know. It's painful to hear.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble.
So you may not care anymore, but it still interests me. The winner of the Chino Hills Powerball has been revealed. It's a nurse in Chino Hills who's got something like five kids and who got the ticket because her boss gave it to her. Her boss bought tickets for pretty much every employee in the company. She had no idea that she won. I think she's 67 or 68 years old. And her son texted her saying, "Hey, Mom, check your ticket." Turns out, yeah, she just won one-third of $1.5 billion. I've got a friend on Facebook named Jared, who was another winner. Jared Price was another winner.
Wow.
And but he didn't win, this particular guy, but the news media thought he did. So he was contacted all over the place. He's a hedge fund manager, and the Jared Price who won is also a hedge fund manager. So he thought he won for a moment because the news was all over him, and he went on the news talking about how he didn't win last night.
I can't imagine anybody's happy to hear that a hedge fund manager won the Powerball.
Right.
No fun at all, is it? What you want is some cleaner. You want somebody who's, you know, somebody's been digging holes for 50 years.
Well, I like the nurse with five kids.
The nurse is good.
I'm all right with that.
Absolutely. There's another winner, Arturo Velasquez.
Okay.
Swedish guy. he won $638,146. $638,000.
So he got everything but the Powerball.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep. He was asked about this. Orange County resident, Arturo Velasquez. It says here, it doesn't say where he's from. He says, "I'm a little sad. I wanted to win it all."
Cool, Arturo. Well, I'm sure we'd all love to be in your shoes.
Yeah. I feel bad for him, yeah.
Yeah, sympathetic.
I want to punch him really hard, don't you? And just in the arm, like in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Just give him a dead arm.
Just a Charlie horse.
Shut up, Arturo. Yep. You idiot. Anyway, yeah, good. Cool.
All right, I mean, so some people won, some people didn't, some people sort of won. And
that's life,
yeah,
isn't it, really?
Pretty much how it goes.
That's really just life.
Anyway.
Yeah. In other news, want another news story? It's a good one, this. You know who Pat Robertson is, right? 700 Club. Very extreme evangelistic.
I've noticed it on my TV guide.
Yeah.
But I've never watched it.
He fielded a question on that TV show from a teenage viewer who wanted to know if it's a sin to listen to rock music.
Huh.
And the televangelist said that while people shouldn't try to completely avoid mainstream music, they should be wary of listening to songs that contain violent, satanic lyrics. And he also... this is great. He also says that David Bowie is not dead. He was kidnapped by demons summoned by rock music.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't have a comment on that.
He says, take a look at any picture of him and tell me it's not true. Tell me he doesn't look like he just finished having a gay orgy.
That's what he said?
Yeah, complete with a ton of drugs. And now people think he's dead. I'm kind of thinking, nah, no way. I'm thinking the demons kidnapped him to entertain them in hell.
Cool.
Because they got tired of mainstream punk rock and suddenly decided they were in the mood for some space oddity.
Yeah.
What a lovely guy.
Yeah, thanks. That's really, really productive.
We need a Canadian president who will deport Pat Robertson to I don't know where.
Coming up. If you missed it this morning, Jason Fetty will sing the police blotter for you. This morning's story is an instant classic. It'll go down in history as one of the greatest.
You think so?
Police blotters. The song and the story together, one of the greatest.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I mean, people have to. That's the thing. It's always a collaboration between me and some poor sod who's got himself in trouble in town, you know.
Well, you two worked together famously on this particular tune.
Well, I hope we can make this guy, whoever he is, famous. Maybe you can call in. If it's you, call in and we'll make fun of you some more.
Well, if you missed the story, we'll remind you what it is, and Jason Fetty will play his song coming up short.
Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble Thrive on a Friday morning on KX93.5.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That was Kyle Reynolds, local artist out of Dana Point with Move Me Like the Ocean. You can find his music in Starbucks these days.
Yep.
That's how you know you've made it as a local kid.
Yeah, why not? There's no record companies left anymore.
If you missed it, Jason Fetty will sing the Police Blotter coming up again shortly. Today's story, a real shocker. An engorged story. A girthy story about a community member.
It's tumescent in its glory.
Just wait for it.
Yeah.
You can underwrite in our station. You can sponsor our programs.
Please do that. You should do that. Especially underwriting. Businesses in town should be underwriting our station. When we say underwriting, I prefer to think of it as partnering with. Is that mealy-mouthed of me? Is that too
No, I
salesy?
Think that's a good way of putting it, because we're not simply going to take your money, throw your spot on the air, and then never call you again. For us, it is about a relationship and a partnership, and making sure you get what you want out of being involved with the station and having us be involved with a new local business.
Yeah, our phones are open, our doors are open, and we are really into account management, if you like. These are all words I've learned since I joined an organization, if you like. But no, it's important we sort of partner up. It's not just about driving business to you, although we hope that we do that. It's about us being, you know, a community, and hopefully we can help you to keep your name out there in town and just be part of the thing that is Laguna Beach.
So you recently signed up a new underwriter, a new partner.
I did. I was very happy to get the British Hair Company on the team, and they sponsor my show, actually, my Full English Full English Breakfast show on a Sunday with Martin Cohen, Daniel Barnes, and myself. Very English sort of based humor, lots of jokes about parts of the body, really, body part humor and functions. But anyway, the British Hair Company very nicely got on board, and we've been playing their spot for quite some time, but they've moved, so we've done a new spot, just as an example of the kind of thing that we do here in order to help people when they underwrite our station.
Shall we hear it?
Let's.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire!
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
See?
That is the single most British thing I've ever heard.
It's quite busy, that one. You don't have to be as busy as that. We can do all sorts of things. You know, we can make it nice and mellow. If you're a massage therapist, we can be, hey, Junior, come over and see Stephanie for a happy ending. Or whatever it is you do, you know, we can do that stuff and make it fun.
The point is, if you're local and, you know, whether or not you need awareness, if you feel like you need marketing, great, we'd love to help you. But also, we need your support. We need businesses to show that you care about keeping independent local radio alive and on the air in Laguna Beach. And you sponsoring a program or underwriting during the day would help us do that. So you can learn more at kx935.com/underwriting. You can call us at the office, 715-4859, or you can email Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at kx935.com. Yes?
Yes.
Great. Police Blotter's coming up.
All right.
Daily Scramble Live.
Oh, what a fun show this morning on a Friday, Jason Fetty.
It's gone by so quickly.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
If you missed Jason's Police Blotter song, Ring Thing, well, you can hear it online. There's a short video of him performing it on our Facebook, facebook.com/Daily Scramble Live, which we would appreciate if you liked. And also, there is a full version of the audio and story on our website, kx935.com. That's also where you can find Lisa Farber's Laguna Beach Vibe update for the events that are happening this weekend.
Great. There's so much content, and we're so grateful to our sponsors and underwriters for helping us to stay alive and provide that content for the people of Laguna and the wider world.
And coming up shortly, a special treat. Full Album Fridays airs every Friday at 9 a.m. There's a new episode today hosted by none other than my gracious fill-in host, Jason Fetty. Who's on the show today, and how did it go?
It went very well, and I can't remember who's on the show.
Great.
Who is it?
You did the interview.
I can't remember. I'm old, Tyler. I'm old. They were good, though. It was a duo. They were British.
Oh, wonder.
They're British duo from South London.
All right, here's the heavy. It's next. I can see what's on my